When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mums sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Famous Footwear. Hey, I guess we're podcasting again.
Well, I can't have you just telling stories about your awesome trip. I got to tell you about my awesome trip to Houston, Texas.
Well, I can definitely bring it down a little bit if you want.
No. I want to hear about Jack the Ripper.
So there are a couple things that I didn't get to do, but my husband was like adamant to try and do this one thing that he knew I would want to do, the Jack the Ripper tour.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Did they tell you if it was like R-rated or something? Like, this is really scary for, because Jack the Ripper is one of the most
heinous, terrible things. Like, we've all seen the
if you go read about Jack the Ripper, how he ripped.
Yes, it's crazy. First of all, because the hotel rooms were tight and showering was a little bit of an issue no matter where we were, we were running a little bit late. So we take a train to where the Jack the Ripper tour is supposed to begin. And I'm just mad. I'm hot. I'm mad. Literally hot. My kid, I'm carrying everything for the kids. Like, it's been a long,
hup to.
I hadn't eaten. And my husband's just walking, full speed walking. And I can't, I'm blocks behind. Delilah's like, la-di-da, like trying to keep up all the kids.
Like, some macaroon.
Keep ducks. Yeah. Like, so he's just going forward ahead. And I wanted to scream like, where are we going? And what he was doing was trying to catch up to where the tour was.
Oh.
So they had already started. So we finally, out of breath, end up with the tour. Okay. So
is this the Ripper tour?
Yeah. It was basically that. And so the woman tour guide, you guys, what if she should ever happen to hear this podcast, and it's impossible, I want her to know that she's deeply, deeply loved, but I am going to say some shit.
Please make fun of her. Okay. We only do it behind people's backs.
She knew her way around bars, I could tell.
Oh boy, I like her already.
She had one very shaved side a spiked hair, and then, because sort of like the flop, remember the flop haircut that skaters had? She kind of had that. She was like, had a Cockney accent, thick. And then she had this notebook that had really been through it. It was like a three ring, like trapper keeper kind of thing that she kept.
Relate to this.
Yeah. Her own like stash of stories and information.
Oh, no.
And then she had the worst working microphone system that you've ever seen. And she was like, try and keep up with me. This is the part that my kids keep repeating. She was like, I'm from a very fiery family of all women. If my eyes go all green, I'll tell you now, just run. Run and get out of the way. I'm like, this woman has had a number of bar fights in her life, and she has won them.
And she just needs to fight.
She needs to fight. She's tough. She's got the sneaker. She's got the outfit on to do this.
No.
She's got this microphone on. And she is passionate about this Jack the Ripper stuff. She really did teach me so much stuff. Like, I have to tell you this. She sets up the world in which Jack the Ripper is possible.
Yeah.
So it is on the East End of London. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is the wind comes in from the west, and they didn't want to smell the poor people.
Yeah. So they put them all downwind.
Downwind.
Oh my God, yes. And the water too. The water moves down. So like the rich people can crap.
Oh yeah.
And pee, and it goes down to the poor people.
Like 70% of them were homeless. They didn't have a regular place to sleep. So you could pay like a shilling? What is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever the equivalent of a penny to hang over a wire, like a rope, just your arms, and you could sleep there. And that's where the term hungover comes from.
So interesting.
Because people would drink so much because their life was terrible. And it was the only way to get like a clean thing to drink was
to hang over a rope, but to drink a shilling or get a thing of beer.
Get a pint. Yeah. Yeah. And then hang over a rope. That's clean and it's got nourishment to it. And then they would hang over a rope. And then people would get, they would go to the gallows so often that there'd be a 24 on a car, on a wagon, that they would like drive them to the gallows where they could hang 24 at a time. And so they would stop to be nice and let you get off of the wagon to have a pint, to take a drink for the road. So that's where one for the road comes from.
Interesting.
And then when you got back on the wagon, you were going to die. So you were on the wagon, you weren't drinking the alcohol anymore, and you were going to the gallows to die. So they were so cheap about hanging people that sometimes they wouldn't have enough rope to hang them. And so your family would be there to see you get hung, you know, like your funeral thing.
The British.
And if you were on a too, like, what if, I can't remember how it works. Like you're too short or like your family would pull on your legs to kill you sooner. So stop. That you didn't like struggle.
So stop pulling my leg.
Yeah. That's where that came from. Like
like hang yourself with your own rope or something like that.
Yeah.
I do remember when we were in England, we went into a pub and this very cockney barmaid was like, you know, you're on a river where people would be, they would be hung down there and then the tide would come in and then they would drown. And that's what you would watch from while you have a pint. Yeah. Would you like some fish and chips?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, the fucking English love the fucking darkest form of torture and pain. Like literally these people were hung up on these things, like their neck and their hands, and the tide would come in and then just slowly kill them.
Yeah, they wanted the cheapest way to kill them. It was insane. And so it was like 70, you had a 75% chance of dying by age 10.
Holy shit.
They just kept having kids. So the delightful chimney sweeps from Mary Poppins, which Delilah just did that play, was very into it. They would have three-year-olds climb down into the chimneys because they could get in there easily and they would get stuck. And you know what they would do? Leave them and just find another three-year-old to clean out chimneys. They would leave them.
The fucking darkness,
it's
man.
It's so dark. So she's, she's like setting up this world very happily.
Meanwhile, Delilah's like, I like
spoonful of sugar. Helps
this is not the Poppins tool.
Does everybody
it?
Want to see me do supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Yeah. You guys, I can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It was literally that. And I saw people like giving me the side eye.
Like, we want to see the darkness.
Why'd you bring kids on the tour? Yeah. And then I learned this. On every single tour you go on, there is some man from Arizona that thinks he has a million good jokes up his sleeve.
I fucking know that. I know that.
Wow. It was like, can you just
let always Tucson.
So
From Tucson. Fuck. Okay.
Let me tell you the most shocking thing I learned on the Jack the Ripper tour. Number one was the shocking thing was that our tour guide wasn't a lesbian. I had no idea because we got very deep into her marriage.
You guys did not. Please talk about the fact. How many people did Jack the Ripper murder, do they think?
He murdered five they know of, okay?
Now, how many did you get to?
2.5 hours in, we'd gotten to one. We'd gotten to one. Mary Shelley. We'd gotten to, okay.
Oh, fuck, I know about her.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait, was it Mary? Is it Mary Shelley? Am I saying that right? Or is that who wrote Frankenstein?
That's who wrote Frankenstein.
Hold on. Mary Kelly.
Mary Kelly. Yeah.
Mm. So, okay. So you saw like the room. Here was the craziest part, Kristen. This is why we. Okay, this is the craziest part. If you back then were unmarried and they couldn't find your like regular job, they wrote down that you were a prostitute. One of the women that he killed had been a sex worker. The other four were not. They just weren't married. And they everyone was unemployed. So they just were like day
late. And I think Mary Kelly was a mother.
She was.
They just, look.
She was like sex very workers, well educated too.
Oh, she had gotten divorced. He like disemboweled her.
Her husband cheated on her with like her sister or something like that. She divorced. No, the nanny. Divorced. And then, so she was living, her kids were all grown up. She was living there. Went out at night.
That's it.
Like she lost her place to stay. And he killed
her. And they would do that. You would leave and they would rent it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
so
terribly
dark.
Sick.
It was so
and
dark.
By the way, they think Jack the Ripper was an aristocrat.
Okay. So these are the-
There's a lot of speculation about who he was because he left. People think, well, they think it's this one person, but he fucking vanished.
Who was-
And then he went, he they think he came to the US.
He was aristocratic.
Yep.
And he was gay. However, he
How do you know that?
They knew that because he went to male brothels too.
Oh, he was there a male victim? It didn't matter because he wasn't killing them to have sex with them.
He did have sex with a woman and got her pregnant.
Oh, he did.
Yes. So that's why they think it was him. These were the reasons that they think it was somebody who had like medical knowledge because typically men did not know women's anatomy whatsoever.
Ain't that
like,
the truth?
They didn't even see like a table, like table skirts were on legs. They couldn't even see table aids.
Yeah.
That was like too like risque
like,
for them.
Like what's up there?
So they thought maybe it was a woman or somebody with like medical knowledge.
Yes,
who knew,
I did know that. I mean, he like.
I know. It's like the precision, it's terrible. So they didn't get into all of that on the tour. Maybe they did later.
Maybe when it was 8 hours in and
we bailed.
Tammy, the Cockney tour guide with an ex-husband she doesn't care for, finally
told us
the goods.
Yeah, we could not. No, she was happily married. Which
she
was? Very much so, but we did know a lot about the ins and outs of their relationship, which
God.
I learned more about this woman than I did Jack the Ripper.
Cleaning is not my favorite thing, but when I'm going to do it, I like to use products that I can trust the ingredients and doesn't feel like everything is super chemical-y. Also, founded by some moms, which we're always going to support mom business. What's up?
We've actually been using it for years, and both of us are big fans, because here's the deal. They fully disclose all of the ingredients on their packaging, okay? Which, you know, that makes you feel better in life. It's in a clear, accessible way. Everything is fragrance-free and made with human-safe ingredients designed for everyday use across your home. And it's made from plant and mineral-based ingredients. Branch Basics is human-safe, fragrance-free, making it perfect for families, especially those with babies, kids, or pets.
Pro tip, I just had a friend that had a baby, and I bought her an entire line of this because you can feel safe using it. And again, support moms. And here's the good news. Branch Basics is now available everywhere you shop at Target, Target.com, Amazon, and of course, BranchBasics.com. Tossing the toxins has never been more convenient. For anyone grabbing the premium starter kit, you can still get 15% off at BranchBasics.com with our code MOMSOHARD. The premium starter kit comes with the concentrate and refillable bottles for your surface cleaners, including all-purpose bathroom, streak-free foaming hand wash and laundry. It also comes with oxygen boost for extra stubborn stains and pots and pans, laundry, bathroom tile, and more. The kit is a great way to start and kickstart your human safe cleaning routine. Just use code MOMSOHARD for 15% off your premium starter kit at branchbasics.com. After you purchase, when they ask where you heard about them, please make sure to mention our show.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
But it was cool to see like all the alleyways to like
walk. Oh my God, like, I would love that.
It was so insane. But we bailed it 2.5 hours to go.
You're like, I got to get a pint.
But you know what? She took off for a while and went in and bought Indian food and didn't even tell anybody that she was leaving the tour for a few minutes. We're all just standing outside going, what's happening? And she was talking so much that she had this spittle like in the corner of her mouth. And normally that doesn't gross me out, but I was like,
I'm grossed.
Britt, you give her a bottle of water or I'm going off this tour. I can't look at this anymore. This is too much for me. And I haven't slept and I haven't showered and there's no comfortable place to sleep.
I still haven't pooped. I still Sam's poop.
What if it happens when we're in the middle of this terrible
Jack the Ripper? I'm going to do it right in the gallows. God. My West End is about to East End.
Yeah. Talk about East End. Yeah. I was like, here's what's going to happen, everybody. I'm going to call an Uber and we're going to,
God bless you.
We're going to go to the Spitalfields Bounce. Market and
Bounce.
Get a drink. Yeah.
That's the beauty of the internet.
Oh my
you're
God.
You're a one question mark away of finding something awesome around you.
It was, but she did recommend that book. So I'll let you know how that goes. There's evidently a podcast about the five also.
I don't know why I know so much about it. I must have just read or watched something. It was a very, very in-depth look at Jack the Ripper. And I just didn't know that he was such a hater of women. And it's not only that he murdered them, he did everything to them.
Yeah.
But that's a good fun tour in the old, the British Isles.
I wanted to go on, there were just a few things I didn't get to do that I really wanted to do. And one of them, they have these like Jack the Ripper experiences where it's like a bar. So you go into it and it's like it would have been back in the day.
Ma'am, we're going to pretend that we're Jack the Ripper and we're going to run after immersive than I experienced.
One of the bar that she was drinking in, we walked by it.
That's cool.
The night of it happening.
It's the great
bar's still been there. It's like 400 or 500 years old, whatever.
It's the great cold case of
Oh my God, it makes me so mad.
It makes me mad too. It's if you're a true crimer, you need to deep dive that case.
And it makes me mad that there's this big split now between Jack the Ripper, like the Ripperologists as they call
Ooh.
Them, because now that like women are getting involved and like into true crime and stuff like that and doing their own like investigation.
Your perspective is different.
They're saying they weren't prostitutes.
Yeah.
That was written on the police report.
Because then no one will care about them.
No one will care about them. It was also just this misogynist practice that was always done.
Like stamp them a witch or a prostitute 100%. And they'll be a pariah and no one will bother with them.
Listen, if you don't care about a three-year-old getting stuck down a chimney, what do you care about a
prostitute? A woman being called a prostitute? Nothing. She's garbage.
Oh my God, they didn't care at all.
Yeah.
So it's like there's this new like thought being added to like the investigation, which I think is really cool. So I got the book, but I'm glad that I went. I wish we would have like, it would have been shorter.
I wish you could have got to the last 2/3 of that tour.
Not to be too macabre, but would be great for Jack the Ripper tours. One of those like multi bikes that you can have the cocktails on, because it was a lot.
Pedal,
a lot
everybody,
of
pedal.
Yeah, pedal. Do a shot. We're about to go.
Do finish your mead. We're about to come up on victim number 3.
Headed to Whitechapel. Shots all around. Just, I mean, something. Because
oh my God,
a ton of walking, and it was definitely.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of full experiences and a lot of fun things in. What was your flight home like?
It was fine. It was fine. It timed correctly somehow, but we are so exhausted. Like I've never been so exhausted in my life.
Yes.
You know what I did? This is how exhausted I was.
Oh, I do. I make such big mistakes when I'm tired.
I cleaned all the brass on my stove.
What in the fuck is your issue?
I don't fucking know, Kristen.
Why are you productive when you're this fucking tired?
No, it was like before I had unpacked anything, I was like, oh my God.
I got to polish that brass.
I really did. I don't know, because I think I was like so out of it. I just wanted something monotonous to do because I couldn't sleep.
Oh, I can speak to that. Is this when I should share my?
Yeah. Oh, your Houston, the Houston Chronicles?
Have I sure? Okay. Well, my good friend Jen was gallivanting around Europe. I was having a very different experience. My kids and my husband went to Nebraska without me.
Yeah.
And it was great. They got to see grandma and grandpa, hang out in Nebraska for 4 days. My husband took them. And why didn't I go? Because I've been to Nebraska like 18 times in the last year.
We've been a lot this year.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It wouldn't be terrible for me to have 4 days to myself to catch up on work and God forbid, relax, just have a day off. But I didn't because I had to sign up my husband for new car lease. So anyway.
For new what?
For a new car lease. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
I had to return his car, get a car. I didn't get any days off. Never mind. That doesn't even matter. But here it is. So I get 4 days to myself. Jen and I are as busy as we've ever been. We're trying to get all these things done. So because I just wanted her to go to this trip and have time off and not worry about work. So we were front loading, trying to get all this stuff done. All these deadlines
met.
What
kind of car did he lease? He get the...
We got a Honda EV. It's actually really great. I keep calling it it's a Honda Prologue.
Okay.
It's actually awesome. I just didn't want to have to spend 6 hours at a dealership. And guess what I did? No. I spent 6 hours at a dealership. So mad. You know.
I don't want the extended warranty.
I think everybody in there was like, this bitch is in such a bad mood. I won't even, the general manager came up and like wanted to shake my hand. And I was like, if you try to fucking sell me some shiny wax motherfucking thing on this car, I'm walking out. Like I'm mad at my husband. I'll be mad at you too.
Yeah.
So anyway, Colin and the kids are gone. Jen and I are working a ton. And then they get back in on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. We are scheduled to leave for Houston on Sunday night. So it's back to back going to see grandparents, one in Nebraska, one in Houston. This is about the time my friend Jen is looking at Amsterdam. So we get to, we get the kids home. It's Friday night. We're on the west side, which is over by Santa Monica. We go to a Mexican restaurant on the west side. We get there and my husband and I share fajitas. That's important to the story. And then the kids get just like steak tacos. And I remember looking at the kids' tacos and I'm like, God, they're beautiful tacos. They're like fully decked out. There's so much lettuce and cilantro and blah, blah, blah. And we got fajitas and they look a little dead, but whatever. Normally, my husband grazes the kids' plates.
Yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, he didn't. So we just both, we shared the fajitas. The kids ate their tacos. This is Friday night. The next day at about 4 p.m., Finn looks funny to me. And I tell Jen, I was like, Finn's not feeling good. I think we had done something earlier that day together, but then I came home and Finn, I can tell you when that kid doesn't feel good because he has like blotches on his skin, but he's not one to say, I don't feel good. He'll just say something like, oh, that peanut butter toast, it made my stomach feel weird. And I'm like, says no one ever. Like that is the most mundane. That's what you eat when you're sick.
Right.
Like, so we get home. I'm with Finn. I notice that he doesn't look good. And this is Saturday at 4 and we're supposed to leave. Wait, am I doing the math on this right? Friday, Saturday. Yep. This is important for the story. So Saturday at 4, I'm on the phone with Jen.
Yeah, because I'm about to leave too.
You're about to leave on a plane. And I hear from the bathroom the most vomit I've ever heard in my life
come out from the phone.
And I go, oh my God, Jen, he's throwing up. And I hang up the phone and poor Finn, it's like it's a movie. It's coming out so fast. And he's doing this dumb thing. Only a mother can give your kid a note when they're barfing. But let me say, he's now 5'8", 5'9". And he is bent over. He's not down. I'm like, you've clearly not had enough tequila shooters in your life to know how to barf accurately. He was, do you know what I mean? He was bent in half. So he's standing up.
You gotta get on your
knees. His head's low. I go, Ben, get on your knees. And it's Jen. He's just barfing and barfing and barfing. Mm. And he comes up and he's like, I think I'm okay now. And he is gray. And so I put him in the shower. And he's getting sick in the shower and he's just won't stop throwing up. And his eyes are so bloodshot because he was like upside down vomiting. Basically, I'm like,
my gosh,
you poor thing.
But like, sometimes vomiting really makes your eyes hurt.
It makes your eyes hurt. Your throat hurt. So I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I go into my bedroom and Eleanor's being really clingy. And she's like, I just want to be next to you. And I'm like, that's so weird. She like doesn't say stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's on my side. And so she goes into my bedroom. Finn is in the bathroom. It's like, you know, right outside the door. And I look at Eleanor. She's got what looks like tears in her eyes. And she is pale. And her eyes are red. And I go, why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me? Oh my God, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And all of a sudden, she runs to the bathroom. Now Finn is in the shower and she's at the toilet and she starts vomiting.
Oh my God.
And so then Finn goes downstairs to the other bathroom. They are separated only by a very steep set of Dutch stairs. So like I am double timing these stairs up and down. I have both kids are fully barfing.
Well, and I know that the Dutch don't play with stairs anymore.
They don't play with stairs. Let me tell you, that is direct. Those stairs will kill you if you're...
Some call them a ladder.
It's kind of that.
All right, now is the perfect time to get all your back-to-school shopping done before you have the fall rush, all the games, all the Halloween stuff that you're going to spend 90% of your time doing, at least I am.
Pro tip to all you moms out there, if you want a really fun, easy way to shop, take your kids and go to Famous Footwear because they have all the brands that you love and the brands that they love. So you can go to one aisle, they can go to another aisle. Y'all leave happy. It doesn't take as much time and you get to enjoy the fall the way you should with a nice latte.
Honestly, don't let back to school sneak up on you and don't procrastinate about it either, ladies. Famous Footwear makes it easy. They've got all the brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and so many more. So you can always find what your kids want and maybe a little bit of what you want too. You can find something for the full family. And with over 800 stores, your local Famous Footwear is always nearby. Right now, it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply. Plus, join Famous Rewards to get our best benefits, including free shipping. Shop back to school at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping, pick your own BOGO, and reward cash. Some exclusions apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
So I could literally, like, I've lived in this house for so long, I was taking the stairs down like a ski slope, like, and then I'd come back up, and I'm not kidding, Colin was out of the house. This was between 6 and 9. And I texted him and I go, I never say this. I go, both kids are so sick. They are nonstop vomiting. I need you to come home. He comes home. It's like a symphony of sickness. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I'm like, whatever this is, maybe they have a 24-hour bug or a flu or something. This is going, there's nothing left in them. It has to stop. And sorry, trigger warning. I've already talked about barfing so much, but it does make you feel a little sick.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it's dry heaves and you just,
yeah.
I don't know what's worse. Like, I think it's worse when nothing comes up, your stomach just feels like it's constantly being like, so both of them are one after the other dry heaving. And then the other end happens.
Oh boy.
Poor Finn. He's like, I thought I was okay, but I think I just need to say, I could just stay in the bathroom.
Yep.
He kept saying, he was so hopeful and so positive during the whole thing that every time he barfed or anything else happened or he crapped, he was like, I think that was the last one. I'm like, bro, I think we're on this ship for a while. I don't know what this is, but it's not over. And so then, you know, the rule is after you barf, you don't want to give anybody anything. Your stomach is like a volcano. So you don't want to drink anything and you don't want to eat anything. So we both kids are sick and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And we turn on the news and there is this outbreak of this thing called Cyclospora or Cyclosporia or something.
Cyclospora.
They had a different name for it in the beginning, and they were like, it's coming from lettuce. And I was like, they've got this. I looked up the symptoms, and it was like my kid, the only difference is they were vomiting more than diarrhea. And so it's the diarrhea, the diarrhea lettuce was basically what it came down to.
Yeah.
But Finn started to course correct after about 13 hours. This is now 2 a.m. I have not slept. I've done more steps in 6 hours than I've done in 2 years.
My gosh.
I am not emotionally nor physically equipped to handle this, because this is what it comes down to, is it's about me. And Eleanor is who I start worrying about, because she can't catch a break and she is keeping nothing down. And I worry about dehydration. And at one point she starts to sound a little cuckoo. It's 4 a.m. She hasn't slept and she's nonstop vomiting for now. What we're going on 24 hours. So I go,
fuck you, Taco Bell.
Fuck you. We went to fucking fancy tacos. We didn't even have shitty tacos. Oh, I paid so much for those tacos. So then at 4 a.m., I'm on ChatGPT, like, what the fuck? And ChatGPT is like, if she continues to vomit, take her to the ER.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know why I'm like, just not doing that. She calmed down. She started to be able to take sips of water. So the second that opened the urgent care, it was between an ER and an urgent care. And it was a matter of an hour and a half. And I was like, I guess I just didn't know what I was up against. And so, and I was nuts because I had at this point not slept for almost 36 hours. So we take Eleanor to urgent care and they gave her a positive diagnosis of cyclosporia or spora, whatever it is. And they give her the antibiotic. And so the news came out while we were in Texas that like, the CDC had like done a number, and Eleanor is one of those
numbers.
People's on the number. But the worst part, so they are fine. They course correct in an hour or in 24 hours. They're kind of like back to normal.
Kind of the lifespan of it is like,
it's actually not. Some of it is people are staying sick 2 and 3 weeks.
No.
But
oh my God.
We got lucky, or at least when I tell you these two kids look like they had gone through war, like, mind you, we go to get on a flight 16 hours later, which I do think was a mistake. We should have, but my mother-in-law is having a rough go. And
I show you the first Google search I did as I was landing on my flight coming home from Europe? I go in and type the letter D. It's diarrhea lettuce, diarrhea lettuce 2026, diarrhea lettuce symptoms. And that is exactly what I was looking at. I wanted to know, like, what do I not eat?
What do you not eat? Well, who knew? We didn't know. And when they came out that it was lettuce and it was so fast, I was like, I know exactly.
Those tacos.
By the way, that was the only food they ate that was the same. They did not get it in Nebraska. We did. I mean, it was like we could time it.
Yeah.
So, long-winded story. We end up so everybody has about a day and a half to sort of feel a little bit better. And they're kind of feeling better. Nobody can eat, but I start to not feel good.
Oh no.
So we get on a flight and I'm like, I'm just motion sick. I'm something, or I've just been around vomit for so long. So we get on the flight. I'm like, I just got to raw dog this flight. Just mind over matter. I've been on flights 1,000 times. We got on the flight. It's super turbulent. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then
I wish I was there, because they would have had my motion patches.
Listen, I had it all. I had Zofran. I mean, the patches would have been nice. I would have had somebody punch me in the face and let it be over with.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the flight becomes very turbulent, where everybody gets quiet, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, we can no longer land in Arizona because of a dust storm. We're going to have to reroute you to Vegas. Meanwhile, Eleanor takes a picture out of the window. It looks like a fucking tornado outside the window.
Oh my gosh.
Finn starts. He's very upset. Finn gets scared on flights a little bit. So he's like, I don't want my life to be over. And I'm like, I am not going out post 24 hours of vomit and diarrhea. Nope. This is not how not on my way to Houston.
I will fly.
Maybe
this
on the way to Fiji. Yeah. Not on the way to Houston. No offense, Texas.
Yeah. When I got in from out of town, honestly, the first thing I did was like get my bed like all comfy cozy because I missed it, and get into my Lola blanket.
These Lola blankets, I got to tell you, their cousin conflict in my house.
Honestly.
My kids love them so much. Yes. But here's what I do. So we have two, and I have them both in my room, and they are not allowed to leave because I know my kids will want to spend time with me.
Full disclosure.
If the Lola blankets are in my bed.
We got one, and our kids stole them.
Stole them.
So we had to get a second.
And my daughter took one, put it in her room underneath her comforter, and I was like, hey, did you see where the Lola blanket went? And
she
She's like, and I was like, put it back on the couch. I want to cuddle in my Lola blanket and watch some garbage television. It's delightful.
It's a little heavy soft. And it's the softest blanket.
And it forms to your body.
Okay, here's the deal. It's machine washable, double hemmed for durability. It stays flawless. No pilling, no shedding, even after repeated washes. Check out their best-selling pet collection, which I haven't done yet, but I don't want to share my blanket with the pets either. So
but
I might
get on them.
I might dig into that. Okay. Lola's my go-to gift now. Everybody you buy one for is going to thank you. It's personal, beautiful, something people will actually use and love every single day. And for a limited time, this is a big deal, people. Our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blanket products using code IMOMSOHARD at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code IMOMSOHARD to get 40% off your order. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where they heard about Lola blankets. Please support our show and say, those hot ladies that I mom so hard sent us. Wrap yourself in luxury, ladies, with Lola blankets.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
So we go, fuck. So then we get rerouted to Vegas. We stay at Caesar's Palace. Literally, this is a fever dream. I have very little memory of Caesar's Palace because I was sick as a dog in that hotel, but I get 24 hours that I would not have had prior to getting on the flight. So I'm just sick as a dog in Vegas.
Can you imagine being in that Amsterdam hotel with
Cyclospora? They might as well sat next to me. Exactly. I was barfing and shitting like it was my job.
Oh my God.
I don't know that I had it, but whatever I had, I don't know. I was sick. I had a fever. They didn't have a fever. They had a low grade fever. I had a very high fever. Anyway.
Wow.
So then we get to Houston, Texas, where we're going to see my mother-in-law. Wow. And my mother-in-law, God bless her. She is a wonderful woman. But this is not an easy time of life for her. Mm-hmm. She is experiencing some memory stuff. And she has decided that she wanted to move into independent living, which ended up, by the way, being super positive thing.
Super excited.
Beautiful place that she's going to move into in Houston. It's not a sad place. It's a beautiful place. Great, it looks like a hotel. Perfect. That's all positive. But might I just say, as we all age, we become difficult in certain ways. And my mother-in-law has so many wonderful attributes, but this woman does not like to run her AC or turn on lights in her house or cook with reasonable ingredients. So when we got to her house, it was 86 degrees on the thermostat.
Oh boy.
Not a single light on. And I have a fever of about 102 and I'm freezing.
Incubate chicken eggs or what?
Okay. I don't, yeah, whatever. All of us lost weight. So we get in there and
you're already down a few pounds. After I'm down a few pounds for a diet.
I have like a fucking raspy voice from barf throat. I'm like, and she, you know, she has that really dark, like deep
sexy
Louisiana accent. Yeah. And she's talking to me and I find her so delightful. I haven't seen her in a long time. And I go, you think it would be okay if I took a bath and went to bed? And then this is the greatest part. The kids go out to eat. I don't know what's going on. It's like it's like flashes of light. The next 24 hours are like flashes of light.
Yeah.
I am so cold and her house is so hot. And so I know I'm sick. I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, Sarah, do you have a sweatshirt I could wear? I will wash it, but I'm terribly cold. And because she was an executive for so many years, she doesn't own a sweatshirt.
She doesn't have a sweatshirt.
She only has power suits. So I was like, I cannot wear a double-breasted blazer with 102 fever, but I would have been nice with those shoulder pads. I could have just put my head down. Mm-hmm. But literally, like, I'm touching, like, wool. Like, I'm like, I can't, there's nothing about this that I can. She's like, I never, like, the idea of Sarah Gerrell wearing a sweatsuit or a hoodie, for her, that's like saying the F word. She's not trash like me. Like, I'm like, you don't have one thing in here that says Astros? Like, I can't, you literally, she wears a button up every day of her life.
Oh, gosh.
So I get into her bed. I have a quilt. I have Colin's sweatshirt. I sweat it out. I just have fever dreams of Colin coming in and complaining about everything that's going on. And then the next thing I know, it's 9 in the morning. I slept from 4 p.m. to 9 a.m. And then I was fine. I wasn't fine. I just wasn't sick. It was crazy. We all course corrected, and like, none of us had a good appetite. We were all like, I don't need to touch a vegetable or run a risk of getting sick. But we all were kind of like a 7. And so that was, so as you were looking at fucking beautiful pictures in the Louvre.
Yeah.
I was sweating my balls off in Houston, trying to not let my husband get in a fight with his mom. That was just
4 or 5 times.
Yeah. She just likes to talk about really grisly murders in front of our kids.
Well,
so do we.
Hey,
you guys paid for
good money for that.
But the end of the story is we spent time with her, and that was really nice. And Eleanor came back dripping in jewelry because Sarah is so generous and gave her some really neat heirlooms and a fucking Louis Vuitton bag from 1998 that she wore for a good, I'll bet she carried that thing for 15 years. It's pretty special. It's beaten to shit. But Eleanor's brain was like, my brain was like, hold on.
But that's pretty great.
It's pretty neat.
You got a good trip.
We had a good trip. We saw Colin's brother, Jeff, in San Antonio in Bernie, and they have a beautiful home. It's so much square footage. I was like, oh, I live in a fucking hole.
Oh my gosh.
But they have enough square footage that they have a ping pong table in their area for the boys. The boys are all like 6'4".
I mean, say what you will about America versus Europe, but at least
we do have square footage
in our bathrooms and room for ping pong tables. Thank God.
I mean, you would have much rather taken a crap in this than where you were, but overall it was, I survived and the kids survived and we're all on Bactrim.
Well,
antibiotics.
I tell you what, I came back from Europe about 10 lbs heavier, which never happens to anybody. It doesn't matter how many miles I walked. I'm just going to go on a strict Taco Bell diet
this week, see what happens. You know what? Don't shit on Taco Bell. Taco Bell got
I love
Taco Bell. I got this from a fancy goddamn restaurant and the service sucked.
Well, did we just podcast?
Mm-hmm. Don't eat lettuce. Cheers.
Pioneer. This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. As a fellow dude, do you ever get that not so fresh feeling in your butt? That's because you're probably using the dry stuff to wipe. Wet, extra large, flushable dude wipes get what toilet paper leaves behind in your behind. You wouldn't clean the tail end of your truck with dry paper towels, so why would you wipe with dry toilet paper? Wetter just cleans better. There are no more dingleberries, no more itch and irritation, just a deep, down the seam, confident clean. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole. Drop the toilet paper. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, best clean, pants down.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline.
CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.